There is no answer. Breitbart News' Joel Polak on Newsom dodging question on trans children and parental rights. By Hannah Blow on October 2, 2023. California Governor Gavin Newsom has a poor record in California and was unable to honestly answer a question about parental rights when confronted, because there is no answer to defend his actions. Breitbart News senior editor Joel Polak said during an appearance Friday on the Hammer plus Nigel show. Polak attended the second Republican primary debate, which took place at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, Wednesday night, deeming it a waste of time not only because Trump wasn't there, but because none of the candidates put forward any kind of vision. It wasn't really a substantive discussion of what Republicans are offering the American people, Polak observed, noting that many of the candidates only offered one-liners throughout the mess of a debate. Polak gave credit to Fox Business for raising issue of inflation and the border early in the debate, unlike the Milwaukee debate. However, Polak said they did not take things in any meaningful direction and observed that many of the questions came out of left field. The highlight of the night, Polak said, was his interaction with Governor Gavin Newsom in the spin room. The Democrat governor came not just as a Biden surrogate but as a troll, he continued, detailing his interaction, as he ultimately confronted Newsom asking, why should parents not know if their kids are transitioning at school? However, Newsom refused to answer and instead pivoted to climate change. It's a hell of a thing, you're talking about 1% of the population. Climate change, that's going to impact 100% of the population. Wasn't even brought up, and we're talking about trans issues? Newsom remarked. Here in California, this is an issue, Polak said as another reported added, it's a big issue for parents. This is a front and center issue to America? Newsom asked. Why should parents not know? Polak pressed. It's the great distraction. This is one of the greatest distractions and it's classic. 1% of the population of the United States. These kids just want to live, the Democrat continued. Why can't parents know? Breitbart News asked again. The kids just want to live. And we're having a debate about trans issues? At the Reagan Library? You ought to be ashamed, Newsom responded. Watch, Gavin Newsom laughs at parents' concerns about transgender notification policy. Ultimately, Newsom did not answer, Polak said, because there is no answer. But he has a very poor record here in California. So I wanted to get a chance to ask him about that and specifically about the issue that he's somehow chosen to risk his political career on, which is denying parents the right to be notified when their children tell people at school that they want to change genders. You have to get a permission slip to do just about anything, if you're a kid in a school in California. But somehow if you decide to change your gender and possibly take drugs or go through surgery, mom and dad, they can't know, Polak observed. He didn't have an answer because there is no answer. He continued, noting that the administration is suing school districts who adopt parental notification policies. By the way, even in deep blue left California, 84% of California voters, according to one recent poll, believe that parents should be notified if their kids are thinking of changing genders. That's 84% of California, liberal deep blue California. And Newsom is adopting a policy against that 84%. So he knows he's in a tight spot, but he's got these radical LGBTQ activists who are pushing the agenda. And that's going to become a problem for him if he tries to mount a national campaign, Polak said. Hosts also asked Polak about Newsom and his upcoming decision in choosing a replacement for the late Senator Dianne Feinstein, who passed away on Friday at the age of 90. Well, he's got a number of options. There are some candidates that he has hinted at before he promised to nominate a black woman. Much like Joe Biden promised to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court, Newsom has promised to nominate a black woman, Polak said before responding to the suggestion of Representative Adam Schiff, DCA. He's a nice-looking black woman, he said to laughs. Newsom has since nominated LaFonza Butler, leader of the pro-choice Political Action Committee Emily's List. Listen. The Hammer plus Nigel show broadcasts live from Indianapolis on WIBC 93.1 FM, 3 o'clock to 7 p.m. Eastern. Podcasts of the show are available at